children and the paranormal. There was a survey taken which surprised those taking it. When asked if anyone had a paranormal experience by being contacted by a deceased loved one, more people responded in the positive than expected. My friends and I are very truthful to each other. We know each other since we were children and are as close as many siblings. Just out of my circle of friends and relatives, there have been contacts like these that vary from hearing the voice of a loved one to seeing them. It seems to me there is definitely something going on which we would hear more about if it wasn't for the embarrassment many people feel when they talk about these things. Does this validate God? I believe so and think life on earth may only be a part of our lives, and when we die, we move on to another life. I also believe if we didn't live good lives, there is some punishment in that new life. It also seems from the stories I have heard that very young children can see things we cannot. There are plenty of stories of small children saying they were looking at deceased relatives and friends. There are far more of these stories than there should be, and it has been suggested scientists might want to take note of this and investigate. How many people claim to have actually seen a ghost? Almost 1 in 5 admit to this. The survey was not worded exactly that way. The question was how many people have seen or were in the presence of a ghost. Another survey taken by the Pew Research Center stated 29% of people felt they had been in touch with someone who died. I have to admit, feeling this way proves nothing, so if there was no actual voice or appearance, I don't see how we can count this. It really bothers people when their 2-year-old child says he is looking at a deceased relative, and I can't blame them, but there could be something really going on. Children seem to have insights adults do not have. Take for instance reincarnation. Many children who think they were reincarnated know so many things about the person they think they used to be, it can be frightening. Many times, the children are brought to the home they thought they lived in a prior life. And they know where everything is located and all the names of those who lived there. Children seem to have some sort of sixth sense which they lose as they get older. I don't think many of us would want to relate what we have seen or heard to anyone who wasn't close to us. People do not like to become the objects of ridicule, and I can't blame them. It can follow you for the rest of your life. There was a story about parents who had a little girl and the family was apartment hunting. After looking for a while, they thought they found a nice place. Being good parents, they asked their little daughter if she liked the apartment, and she said yes, mommy, and a little boy there is nice also. The child was convinced she saw a little boy in one of the rooms. Would you rent an apartment after your young daughter told you this? Sometimes when you buy a home, someone may have died in it. I am not talking about a crime necessarily. One house was owned by a man who died at over 100 years old. A family with a little child purchased the home, but they never told the child about this. One day they saw the child talking to someone in the mirror and decided not to ask her why. The problem was, as time went on, she was seen doing this, so her parents asked her who she was talking to, and the child said it was their neighbor. She was referring to the old man who had died. One of the things which has startled parents was when their young child had an imaginary friend who turned out to have lived at one time. Some people have talked to their children about this and tried to convince them their friend didn't exist, while some of the children insisted they did. This led to investigations which turned up the fact there was such a person in or near the home who had died. You can imagine how upset the parents became when they found this out. This can lead to selling the home and moving. I am not a big believer in mediums. Throughout history, thousands of them have been unmasked as frauds, but some people insist in believing what they say and use them in situations involving not only children, but in other paranormal situations. I can't help but feel they just make things worse. Houdini unmasked everyone he met, and some were very famous at the time. If there are any real ones, they couldn't convince the magician, the great Randy, who offered $1 million to any one of them who he couldn't duplicate what they did. He told me no one ever collected the money. It has been suggested children up to the age of 7 years old are far more sensitive to seeing spirits than any adults. The explanation I saw is pretty shaky. It states this is because they haven't been on Earth very long. Why is it then only some children seem to have this gift? I can say quite truthfully, I never had it, but I do have one grandchild who, when he was about 2 years old, was staring at the ceiling, and when we asked him why he was standing there doing that, he said he was looking at Grandpa Jack. Grandpa Jack had died a few years before. Do spirits feel a special way about children? One mother had a baby monitor set up so she could continue with her chores. This allowed her to do the wash and clean the dishes and such. One day, while she was working, she looked down at the monitor and to her horror there was a ghost watching her child. She released the photo onto the internet. Do the dead feel an affinity with children, especially ones to which they are related? It could be. There are just too many encounters with spirits to ignore them. Some can never be explained, like the phone call a man got from his father who told him how much he loved him. The man found out later his father had died hours before.